Look, from the year one, from the get-go, Australia established itself as having a very high drinking culture. It's been a part of what we are and a part of what most of us do. There has been a 10-year study, though, by Drinkwise, and it turns out that, on the whole, excessive drinking apparently is on the way down. To give you a bit of a clue, around 52% of people were drinking to excess, according to the study from around 10 years ago. That's dropped to 33%, according to the study. So let's go through some of those results with the CEO of Drinkwise. It is John Scott. Good morning, John. Were you surprised that this study showed that people were drinking less?
Morning, Mark. Look, we were surprised. We'd known that some of the trends were heading in the right direction. We knew that underage drinking, for example, was heading in the right direction for us, i.e. declining. But I guess what we were surprised with when we spoke to 2,000 Australians earlier this year was to see across all age groups that both the frequency, how often we drink, is on the decline in terms of daily drinking and weekly drinking. And when we do have a drink, about two-thirds of Australians, or 63% of us, we only have about two drinks on those occasions. So what it suggests to us is that we're probably now a culture more defined by moderation than excess.
So with that in mind, I mean, what are some of the reasons? Do you think it's a case of people just are sick of waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, Sunday morning, in someone's front yard, not knowing how they got there? And what is that stain down the front of my shirt, perhaps? Or are there some other reasons?
Look, there's a bit of that going on. I think, you know, for most of us that have drunk to excess in the past, you know, we know the short-term feelings the next morning, and it's never great, especially when you've got things to do. But I think across all the age groups that we spoke to, the overwhelming sense coming through was, you know, there really is in Australian society a strong emphasis on our health and well-being. And I think people are a lot more educated these days around, you know, looking after themselves a bit better. You know, we live in a very much a social media driven culture where, you know, our image is projected a lot. And I think that's playing out particularly for 18 to 24 year olds who have always been the difficult age group to get to in terms of trying to get them to moderate. But we're even finding that age group are dialing it back a bit, which is great news.
So is it fair to say, John, that those things are going hand in hand as we become more health conscious and more image conscious? There's an almost direct correlation with the amount of excess drinking that is on the decrease.
Yeah, look, absolutely. There's a strong association there. And I think it goes to the heart of, you know, everybody knows the short-term effects of drinking to excess. And, you know, these days, whether you're a parent with young kids or even a parent with teenagers, you've got a lot on your plate. You know, the ability to bounce back as you could perhaps when you were in your 20s is greatly reduced. And I think we're all just aware that, you know, we all love having a drink. We all love, you know, having the backyard barbie and socialising with family and friends. And look, for most people, alcohol is still part of our DNA. It's how we socialise.
Sure.
But I think something's come through there that suggests, you know, we're maturing as a nation. We're kind of recognising that having a drink is a great thing, but too much and you suffer the consequences.
So the idea, yes, it's still very part of what most of us do, but the idea of getting smashed three or four times a week is probably not as appealing as it may have appealed in the past.
Yeah, look, I think back in the 70s and 80s, that was not necessarily the norm for everybody, but there was certain a badge of honour of being able to drink hard and, you know, get up the next day and function. And, you know, I think that myth has kind of been busted to a degree that, you know, we're now a lot more health conscious and prepared to, you know, dial it back a bit and, you know, get on with our day.
John, I can struggle to get up and function the next day after a glass of water and a salad sandwich for dinner. Thank you for your time and sharing that with us this morning.
No worries, Mark.
Here's the CEO of Drinkwise, John Scott, joining us at 2NURFM.